So many people feel anxiety when they think about money. It is something I'm hearing time and time and time again. I say money, you think anxiety. I say money, you think anxiety. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, if I could wave a magic wand and take that away for you, I would. But alas, I can't. So we have to figure out how is it that we can take the beautiful feelings of joy and possibility that we associate with the word abundance and apply those feelings to the word money and see what we can do to shift that energy away from anxiety and to an energy of expansiveness and curiosity and wonder. And that's what we're going to talk about today. If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted. Hello, welcome back to Expedition to Soul. We are kicking off a free class called Mend Your Money Stories Conjure Abundance on May 20th. And this class series that we're hosting is in celebration of our Conjuring Abundance unit as part of our Holistic Witchery program that we are teaching in June. So whenever we're teaching a new unit of Holistic Witchery, we like to host an event and bring people in and really just shake things up energetically for as many people as possible. And then if it's right for you to continue on with us, maybe you want to join us in Holistic Witchery. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We hope you do. But Mend Your Money Stories, this is a new event for us. And what does, like, why talk about money? Why talk about this? We teach tarot, we teach astrology, we teach inner work, we teach a thought model, we teach archetypes, you know, witchery, all the good stuff. We teach it here. And money is one of the things that folks shy away from or will want to tackle only when they don't have enough or feel like they just don't know enough to tackle it or there's just never enough. And so there's this anxiousness around money that you're going to lack resources, that you're going to lose it. You're not going to have enough when you need it. And it just doesn't feel good, abundant, and expansive. When we think about the word abundant, though, we think of love and health and friends and family. When we think of money, we think of anxiety, we think of worry, we think of hard work. So here is the deal. We interact with money all the time. When you buy a spiritual tool, you're spending money. When you're putting a roof over your head, you're spending money. When you are taking your precious time, your time in this lifetime is your one finite resource. You cannot get back a minute once it is spent. You cannot get it back. You can't go back in time and get that minute back, right? So you are taking your energy and you're laying it out on the line somewhere in the world, whether it's today or some other point in time, in exchange for money. If you work, if you are in a point in life where you do not exchange your time for money, at one point you did, or you support someone or live with someone who does. Money impacts all of us. We are constantly in an energetic relationship and exchange with money, with other people around money, money for the things we just desire to have and experience, and money for the things that we have to have, like food and shelter. And all of that stuff that we just have to have, right? So when we just say, well, money makes me feel anxious, or money is bad, money is evil. When we think of money and we think of like suits and Wall Street and greedy men, that is not an energy that helps us expand into more money. It's not an energy that helps us to receive more money. It's not an energy that helps us to feel comfortable having money and then spending it the way we want to spend it, right? So how do we take these feelings of abundance and apply them to our money? That's the great big question. And it's going to look different for everybody is kind of the sucky answer there. but also it really is just a shift. So start to run down in your mind, what are the negative associations that you have with money? Well, money, people can do bad things with money, that you can't really control it. It kind of does what it does, and you just are on the receiving end of that without any control over the matter. That money is at the root of problems and war, and that there's other people in the world who don't have any, therefore you shouldn't want more of it. That you have to work hard and sacrifice yourself in order to have money. All of these sorts of associations that we might have with money, remembering the times that you were in debt, feeling bad about being in debt, all of this is energy that sits in a shadow space in our chakras, in our energy centers. So all this thinking that money is bad, that something is wrong with you because you're in debt, that you don't know enough, you don't earn enough, you're never going to earn enough, whatever your negative thoughts are around money that give you anxiousness, you're not resourceful enough, you're not going to be able to stop spending ever, whatever your thing is, those are all shadow emotions in your energy. They are not helpful. So when your root chakra, if you are thinking to yourself like, oh, well, I never have enough money, other people do and I don't, and that's just not for me in this lifetime, or I can't earn more money because I'm on, for some reason I can only earn this much money, or it's not possible for me because of this thing that happened in my past, or I try and I fail every single time. It's just too hard. That's a very victim energy to be in. When you're in a victim energy about money in your root chakra, that means that you are not in a nurturing earth mother energy. Therefore, you are not in this like fertile ground to grow things, to allow the material for other plants to bloom. In this example, the plants being other elements in your life, right? So that's a metaphor there. But you are in the victim or you're in the earth mother. There is not really like an in-between. And so with money, if you find yourself being in this victim energy in your root chakra, that is just where you are going to be stuck. And it's going to suck really, really bad for you. In your sacral energy center, you could be either in the sacral, you're going to be in the martyr, or you're going to be in that warrior energy. And if you find yourself in that martyr energy, that's where we feel guilty. That's where we give of ourselves because we feel like we shouldn't have something else, or somebody else deserves more. They need it more. We need to self-sacrifice in order for somebody else to feel more whole in their energy. So when it comes to money, when we say, oh, I'd love to spend my money on this thing, but we don't do it because we are feeling guilty and bad. So we deny and we push down our passions and what we desire, then we are not in like an emperor energy. We are not in the energy of the person who is in charge of our resources. We're not in the energy of a decision maker, right? We're not in the person who can care for a kingdom and themselves. When we look at the solar plexus energy center, we have the energy of the servant as the shadow. So if we are feeling negative about our money, that leaves us in the corner waiting for somebody to tell us what to do, waiting for somebody to tell us our worth and our value, waiting for somebody to say, yes, now you can ask for a raise, or yes, now you can get your yearly, income increase for whatever. Yes, now I will give you money for this. Whereas in the light element of the solar plexus, we get what we need. We get out there and we get what we need. We allow ourselves to have it. We receive it. We allow ourselves to receive. And that heart energy center, there's the lover and there's the performer for the energy. The performer is the person who pretends to have unconditional love for themselves and others. The person who pretends to feel like they self-trust and are worthy and they believe that they're worthy, right? So you say it out loud, but you don't really act in alignment with that. And if with money, you're just feeling anxiousness and you're not saying, I'm worthy of having money. I'm worthy of understanding money. I'm worthy of receiving money. I'm worthy of spending money. I'm worthy of having it. Even when other people don't, I'm still worthy of having it. If we don't really believe that. We're the performer, not the lover. And with the heart energy center and unconditional love, when you have money and you unconditionally love others, that is when you have resources to give. That's when you can say yes every time somebody asks you to donate money to something. Every time there's an organization looking for sponsors to fund the event to raise awareness, you have the money to put down on that. You have the money to vote with your dollars for small business and for organizations that you support and that are doing good work in the world. You have the money to do that as the lover and put that unconditional love back into the universe, right? So we can see this with all of the energy centers. That's just the first three lower ones and the heart center. But in your three upper energy centers as well, that's that ethereal connectedness. And so many people want to feel more intuitive. They want to feel more self-trusting. They want to have these spiritual experiences where they feel like they like meditated or they pulled some cards and had this like message come through, and they're this conduit for receiving transmissions of their guides and their ancestors or whatever is out there in the universe. But we're so anxious about our physical plane that we can't fully bring in this awareness, this knowledge, this connectedness outside of ourselves. We can't bring it down into our body because our lower energy centers are so jacked up in anxiousness around physical and material life, our jobs, our material belongings, our money, what it means to have money, what it means to not have money, what it says about us, what people think about us, what we think about other people. And then we cannot fully release and connect to the energy of the universe because we're so fixated on controlling the earthly plane and being stuck in that victim, martyr, servant energy, particularly around money. So it's this thing where I see people want to work on their chakras, their energy centers. They want to feel clear and like they banish negativity and released. And they're doing it with like relationships and their health and wellness. And they're doing it with maybe trying to get a new job or maybe trying to release attachment to stuff in their house, but they're not fully digging into that money bit. People might say, oh, I want to stop spending, or I want to save some money, but they aren't uprooting. Like, what makes you think that you are a victim to money? What makes you think that money has power over you? And we think it because we look around our world and our world tells us every day money has power over us, when we can't just go buy the thing we want to buy, when we have to like sign papers and get credit cards, and then we get these bills in the mail and there's interest and we don't understand it. And like, why is it like this? And I thought it was this deadline, not this deadline. Now I owe a fee. And all of the world is telling us constantly that we are the victim. But the opposite energy there is that Earth Mother energy. And that is where there are cycles, there are lessons learned, there are mishaps, there are, you know, branches that break off of trees. But what Mother Earth does is composts all of that and grows the next big, beautiful thing, the next big, beautiful thing. And that is the difference between victim energy and Earth Mother energy. It doesn't mean that when you are in Earth Mother energy, that suddenly you're just like, oh yes, it doesn't matter that I don't have any money. Everything's good and glorious. And I'm going to live like joyfully, even though I'm in debt and have no money. That's not exactly what that means. It means that being in the victim energy, you're like, oh yes, I have anxiousness around money. And so therefore I will be a victim to it. Where the Earth Mother is like, oh, I see what I did there. I understand that I missed that payment. I understand that I am making 15% less than I need to in order to live the life that I want to live. So I'm going to take all of these things that I learned. I'm going to plant them. And now what steps, what's the next part of the cycle that I can take to move to the next level? Right. And then that's the shift of the energy. The martyr versus the emperor is similar, where the martyr is like, I feel guilty spending. It's wrong to spend. It's frivolous. I shouldn't spend on this. What is someone going to say? I got to ask for permission. Where the emperor is like, no, I can take care of myself and everybody here. I can prioritize myself and my inner wealth and my own security and safety and like totally relaxed and calm and just beautiful, open and connected energy around abundance and money and resources and love and all of that, anything that's a resource. Like I can feel like I have a wealth of it so that there's enough to give to everybody else around me because I'm the emperor. So there's one where it's like, oh, I'm so guilty, I shouldn't. And there's one where it's like, no, I can. And I also can make the decisions to contribute back to the collective when there is a real just reason and cause to do so, because I have enough resources for myself that there's plenty to give to others, right? So really, when we start thinking about money, we start thinking about these words, how we associate all of these beautiful words of abundance and love and family and friends and hope and peace with the word abundance. But then we think of money and think hard work, drudgery, anxiety, confusing, look away, don't speak to me of it. How we perceive money and how we perceive abundance are not the same. They're very, very different. But really, having money or being a conduit for money allows you to feel free in abundance in other areas of your life and to spread that to other people, to spread that to folks who haven't yet learned that lesson for themselves or who haven't yet been in a position to receive it, or people who are in places in the world where it truly is not available to them, and where we can do what little bits we can do by being good stewards of money because we allow ourselves to have it and we can pay it forward. But it all starts with shifting from anxiousness around money to receiving an abundance around money. So we've got to say, well, how do I feel about abundance? And now take that and apply it. Take that wrapping paper and put it all over money and put that abundance energy on your money. And we can start looking at this through our chakras. That's a great place to start. All right. Well, that was pretty tangenty. I'm going to be honest. It's pretty late at night that I'm recording this. I don't normally record podcasts this late at night. But I am headed off on a like 9 or 10 day trip away from home. The first trip of the season in my RV with my family. And I am taking some very much needed days off. And this was a last podcast recording I had to squeeze in real here. And so I had a thought, but I don't function my best after like 3 p.m. and it shows. So thank you if you listened to this whole thing. I hope it got your wheels spinning though around abundance and around money. And, you know, I'm a great example of this too, because when I think of money and time and I think of abundance, I'm often like, okay, well, I have all this work stuff to do. I mean, I support a whole team of people here at the Sisters Enchanted. My husband does not provide monetary income to our household. I'm the breadwinner, so to speak, the only income provider. And so for me to take time off and be like, I have all this responsibility can feel very, very like constricting. And I can very easily get into all of these same lower shadow energies like, oh man, well, I have to work. I have to check in because who knows what's going to happen. And not only that, you know, I'm the responsible party for all of our finance. So if I'm like, all right, well, what if something happens with the bank accounts or someone needs to get in and they can't get in because they can't, like I'm not answering my work chat and whatnot. You know, and then I get myself in the victim energy, like, oh man, I've really backed myself into a corner here. And then that can spiral up into the martyr energy where I feel guilty leaving people and I feel guilty leaving people with stuff to do or people who have to do things because I didn't get to them. And then I get up in that servant energy where I say like, well, I'll just kind of stand over here in the corner and be quiet and wait for someone to give me permission to go ahead and take the time off and tell me it's okay. And what that does though, is when you get in these shadow energies about abundance, about time, about money, they all weave together. When you get in those shadow energies, all it does is constrict your energy everywhere else because you're so frustrated with that one area that bleeds into every other piece of your life. Every single piece of your life, it will bleed into because time, money, abundance, those are woven into our daily interactions in every area. So really having to shift to the light energy, and in my case, say, well, the Earth Mother plants the seeds and steps away. I'm planting the seeds. I'm stepping away. The Emperor, I can take the time for myself, provide the resources to everybody, and I can, like, I've set the scene. The container is set. It's going to be okay. The Warrior, that's another one of the light energies here of the three lower chakras. And what does a warrior do? They fight for the thing that they need and they get out there and they do it. But, you know, I'm constantly a student of these lessons in my own life as well. Where am I doing things and really constricting my energy further in the name of money? And so it can be really hard for me to take time from work because I feel so responsible to provide for so many people. And what does that do though? If I end up in burnout and then I get anxiety about money and then I get anxiety about stepping away and then I get resentful and frustrated and it's just this big giant heap of disaster that happens. So we've really got to say, take the anxiousness around money, the anxiousness around time, even around abundance, and shift to all these beautiful words that we do apply to abundance. Like fun and love and health and family and friends, and shift that the way we look at that and apply it to the other areas that maybe are a little bit more dicey for us. Anyway, we're going to dive into this even deeper during our upcoming event that starts on May 20th. That is the day after I get back from this trip I am taking. So I'll be fresh off of an RV trip with my family. I always want to say camping trip, but there's really nothing camping about it other than we have fires at night, which we also have at home in our backyard. We cook on the grill a little bit more, but we have a big, big old RV. So it's really like glamping. We have heat and air conditioning and showers and all that stuff. Bed, TV, you know, just home away from home, our home on wheels. And so I will get home. And then on the 20th, I will join you all for our Mend Your Money Stories Conjure Abundance event. It's totally free. So be sure to get registered for that and join us and come hang out. It's going to be over on YouTube. So you can also pop into the YouTube community area and see what fun stuff we got cooking up for over there for you. To prepare and get us ready. And there's some free goodies on the class page that once you sign up, that you'll get in your email as well. All right. And remember, that's an event we're hosting to celebrate starting our Conjuring Abundance unit of Holistic Witchery. So if you're not in Holistic Witchery, definitely check that out too. It's amazing. It will help with all of this, all of your whole life it will help with. And it'll make you like the witchiest person around. All right. I'm leaving for now. Thank you so much for hanging out, listening to this very rambly, very tangenty podcast. If you don't like it, you don't need to tell me. You can keep that to yourself. All right. Have a great day, everyone. And until next time, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead. If you love the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. That helps us to get the word out about all we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted. Thanks for being part of our community, and we'll see you in the next episode.